from the get-go, I always give all the praise to like my high school teachers, because they pushed me more than anybody would at that time, because I guess they saw something in me that I didn't even recognize yet. I think I always make this joke, so I say thank you to Miss Lombardi, Miss Joyce, Miss Singlewich. They all pushed me into art, because I would like do some of the assignments and I was curious in those kind of ways, but I never had that kind of battery to keep it going. And they were like, you need to come back around and take art again next year. And I was like, I'll think about it. I wanted to take cooking, you know, eat free cookies and stuff like that. And they're like, no, you should really take art again. So I took art again. And then the next year they put me in the class with the advanced placement kids and all the art major kids that were going to school for art the next year. And I think just being around other talented people and seeing how they were using their creativity almost like with like their own will and intention behind it, it let me know it's like, oh, okay, I could be like a master of my own universe if I like decide to be. So like I think that was the first moment that let me know I could really hang with them. And then when I got to school, it was about, when I went to William Patterson, it was about, what do I want to use these tools for? Like, how am I going to, like, what is my story? What do I have to speak about? And it took me the first 3 years to really find that out. And I always tell students, like, you don't have to have that figured out when you get to school. You know, that's the time for you to be experimenting, learning materials, learning the things that are going on around you. And usually by the end, you'll kind of have an idea. So I think by the time I got to my thesis, which is called Every Nigga is a Star, inspired by the song, I started to go into these different Black experiences, and I started to kind of preserve these stories without knowing that I was really preserving the stories. So it was like I was doing something that I didn't know I was really doing until I stopped back after like 2 years, and I was like, oh, you've been documenting this and this and this, and it's like, how can we make this a safer space or like a stronger space? And that's kind of how Public Enemy came about. So, and then I kind of started Public Enemy in 2020. Public Enemy is a series where I get to document all of these different Black experiences. Some of them grand, some of them small, and I feel Public Enemy is just, it's all rooted towards preservation and how can we preserve our history as best we can. So in that sense, it falls right in the middle of it, just because the more we revisit our history, the more we can carry it with us every single day, and it's not on like the back burner in our minds. Just given these little clues every single day.
And the importance of ancestry and legacy?
I feel like that's like the biggest challenge for me, to like not hit people over the head with like all the history every single day, but to remind people that it is important and that there are reasons why we need to hold on to this, and we got to understand the fight that happened before us so we can understand the fight that we're in right now. I feel like there's so much to take away from Public Enemy that I don't want to tell anybody what I think they should take away from it. I think they should just go in there with an open mind, and they will leave with something. I firmly believe that, because there's people who could walk in and leave with 10 different things, and if you leave with one, I've done my job as an artist. That's how I feel. So I feel like there is a piece or a story that resonates with almost everybody. And it's like, I'm painting these Black experiences, but I don't think that this is art for Black people. This is for people to understand some of these people's direct experiences and like how I chose to render these experiences. But this art is for everybody. So I think there is something for everybody in there. Right now, I'm just, I say I'm a vessel right now. That's it. So I just want to hold on to as many as these. I want to, like, accurately and properly represent as many people as I can. I think that's like the goal for me, just like moving forward, just not cutting corners about anything, just really getting to know these people, because it's like I can't really make anything about anybody that I haven't established a connection with. So it's like I don't want to, as long as I'm true to myself, then I'm content. Where I see Public Enemy going, 1,000 places. It's like it's so crazy. I see it in toys. I see it in like action figures. I see it in videos. I see it in audio. It's ever changing all the time. The one thing that's consistent is that I'm making these images, but I do think that there's another step or another element that I'm working on. So we'll see. I'm excited.